who is a liar, but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ. He is the Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshine.
We go to the Book of Life and love the Bible. We turn to the first epistle of St. John the Apostle, chapter 2, verses 18 through 26, quote, "Dear children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard, the Antichrist is coming. So now many Antichrists have arisen, whence we know that it is the last hour. They have gone forth from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they surely would have continued with us. But they were to be made manifest that not one of them is of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you as to those who do not know the truth, but as to those who know it, and because no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is the Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. No one who disowns the Son has the Father. He who confesses the Son has the Father also. As for you, let that which you have heard from the beginning abide in you. If that abides in you, which you have heard from the beginning, you also will abide in the Father and in the Son. And this is the promise that he has given us, the life everlasting. These things I have written to you concerning those who lead you astray." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of catastrophic events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Over the years, tens of thousands of people around the world have received and are still receiving great spiritual and physical cures through Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given at Bayside, New York on September 13, 1974. We start at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Your country, my child, is in a desperate state of soul. Without a major change or an intervention from the Father, many souls will be lost. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Pray that Satan does not enter into your home and claiming your children. Many mothers will cry bitter tears of anguish. Too late, too late. Prepare now for what lies ahead.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.
Your country,
and
my child,
of thy home, Jesus,
and the country of earth, have become cesspools of sin.
Hail Mary.
Your leaders are worshiping the creation of the hand. They seek power to destroy. They will set up among themselves a church of man, excluding my son from among them. Satan shall sit upon the altar of my son's houses. Pray, pray, my child. Yesterday faced mankind.
The
plan for the capitulation and ultimate fall of your country, America the beautiful, desecrated for gain. The plan is evolving fast. Your government, your media have given themselves unto the agents of Satan.
Glory
be to the Father. Yes, my child.
And to the Holy Ghost.
If man hath prayed more and turned to the Father, much could have been avoided. Man has been given a free will, and it is in the plan of the Father that he, as man and human, will seek his eventual life in the kingdom of God or with Satan in the abyss. You will pray much for your leader in your government. Corruption and deceit abound in your country. It is sad, my child. I am truly the mother of great sorrow. My pierce my heart. I cry tears of blood.
Extending the rose, yes. And there's blood now coming from her face. Oh, her eyes down onto her gown. Oh, and so much that the gown now is stained red. My child. You cannot wipe away these tears of blood. The blood of the martyrs of old and the martyrs of the future shall be with you.
The Lord is with me. Blessed art thou among women. and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace.
My child, there are many armies given the light of knowledge to bring to mankind the truth in faith. Work and pray much. You will be sent many arms to aid you in this crusade of light against the darkness of Satan.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns to the earth. We have an extraordinary 90-minute video which includes the wake, funeral mass, and cemetery service for Veronica Lukin. If you were not one of the privileged few to be there, seeing this video is like attending Veronica's funeral in August 1995, as her loved ones and close workers bid her farewell. There are some tremendous views of Veronica to remember. We have this historic video available. That's a 90-minute video available for $15 plus $4 shipping and handling. Order it today. It's tremendous. Write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. On July 25, 1974, Our Lady said, quote, I have asked many times that our legions of workers unite in a common cause to save souls. We are much grieved to see that there is much dissension among the ranks of workers. Satan will promote confusion and dissatisfaction, for it is his way to disunite. To divide will be to conquer. Unquote. On May 28, 1977, Our Lady said, quote, No man has a monopoly or shall use this for his own gain or advancement. My message is a free heart, and it must enter into the hearts of man. Unquote. On that same date, May 28, 1977, Our Lady also said, Know, my child, that no man shall add upon nor change the message from heaven to suit his own human nature. Unquote. On February 1, 1972, Our Lady said, If you will listen to us, if you will save yourself now in the heart of my son, his sacred heart, you will not be caught in this web. Unquote. On June 4, 1977, Jesus said, Satan cannot stand the sound of prayer. Demons must flee from the sound of prayer. Unquote. On June 18, 1977, Jesus said, quote, No changes shall be made in my mother's message, for no man shall set himself above my mother, the Queen of heaven and earth. On August 3, 1977, Our Lady said, It is the way of the Eternal Father that heaven shall be won by merit and obedience to God, not to man. Unquote. And finally, on June 9, 1979, Jesus said, Grace is a special gift from God, and without it, each and every one of you are capable to fall. Unquote. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on September 13, 1974. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
I have told you in the past, and I must repeat, my child, a heavy cross
will be carried by all who will stand fast in the faith with my son. You, my child, and others who will set the example for those who will be saved must accept a life of martyrdom. You will be scorned. You will be ridiculed. And you must, my children, be different. Were you of the world, you would be accepted. But now that the Father extends to you the grace to be of the light, you will be rejected by a world which is now in the hands of Satan. His time grows short. He works fast for the soul. You must increase your lives of prayer and sacrifice. There are many traitors, enemies of the Father in heaven, in my son's houses. They will fall like rotten fruit as we shake the trees. And on that day, when my son shall set all to right, all that is rotten will fall. A good tree will not bear bad fruit. By their fruit will they belong to you.
Of the child Jesus in the temple. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed
be
thy
not,
name.
My child, and my children, be deceived by the faces of evil, who come to you as angels of light, but are ravenous wolves, seeking to corrupt and destroy. My son is a firm foundation. His house will go through much trial, but will never be destroyed. Before the house of my son shall fall, mankind shall be cleansed with fire. The sun shall scorch your earth, and the skin will burn and dry up and blow off the bones as though it had never been. Eyes will see, and many will still not believe. So weak is the faith. When my son returns, shall he find my child even a flicker of faith left? The numbers saved will be counted in the few. Pray, pray much, my child. Days of great trial are ahead.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
The leaders in my son's houses upon earth, those who represent him, must set a better example as shepherds. Shall you stand before my son? Shall you as shepherds stand before him and say that your teaching has been clean in his sight? No.
the Lord?
He will see through you and cast you into the fires of hell.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on September 13, 1974. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Veronica's former secretary and close personal friend. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Well, now, I have a special announcement to make. We have available in our main office in Flushing, Long Island, New York, a clerical job for a young man who has devotion to our Blessed Mother and would like to help us in promoting her messages. We supply room, board, medical and life insurance, dental care, clothing, and also there's a recreation and a stipend. If interested, kindly send your resume to These Last Days Ministry at Post Office Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331-0040, in care of Ann Ferguson. Now, let me see. My testimony, first testimony, is from Michigan, too. To Our Lady of the Roses, I have visited Bayside 3 times and always enjoy hearing the radio program These Last Days. Around Mother's Day, after my regular checkup, my doctor informed me the blood test was low and needed another one soon. It came back the same. The doctor then ordered me to go through other types of tests to find the cause. My sister died of leukemia, which made the concern greater. The last alternative was bone marrow. He was avoiding this because of it being very painful. When I was about to leave for the last test, my doctor's office showed nothing. He suggested more blood tests. I wore a rose petal and prayed very hard during these series of tests, consisting of many rosaries and holy hours and masses. After a few days, I called the office, the results of the last of the tests. It was absolutely normal. The nurse said the lab made a mistake, but I know better. Thank you very much, dear Lady of the Roses, for this cure. I am very grateful. Now, my second testimony here is from Pennsylvania, to Our Lady's workers. In gratitude to God, I wish to give testimony to a cure I have graciously experienced through Our Lady of the Roses. I was injured in my neck and back by falling at my place of work. Although I was under a doctor's care, my condition worsened, affecting finally my joints and muscles. I ached day and night when I moved, and after being in the same position for more than 10 minutes at a time. In the fall of 1993, a bus from our area was going to Bayside. I went. The trip was 8 to 10 hours each way. I went to Bayside when I could, along with my very dear friend. Each time the trip was more painful, so I stopped going. But my friend continued. On one occasion, when my friend arrived at the grounds and began to join the prayers of the rosary, she heard interiorly someone question her why I was not there. And she answered spontaneously, "But you know she can't come." The response came immediately, "Well, maybe we can help her." When my friend returned and she told what had happened, on the hope of that word, she told me, I began to make trips. Each trip was a little better. Then one day I woke up completely free and well. I know it was Our Lady who cured me so completely. The trips that used to make me worse was instead made me better. I am daily so filled with gratitude for my health. and that is signed. And now I have another one here. To Our Lady of the Roses, I was recently diagnosed by a gynecologist at the University of Pennsylvania to have severe pelvic problems, which would require surgical intervention. I had large tumors in the uterus and severe dermatosis. I taped the rose petal to my abdomen. I was sent to Jefferson University Hospital for a pelvic ultrasound. At the astonishment of the technicians, the uterus and ovaries were found to be normal size. There was no presence of large tumors. The doctor radiologist was summoned at once to confirm the findings. This is another miracle of Our Lady of the Roses. That is signed, and that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I'd like to leave with this important message from Our Lady given on May 10, 1972. She said, quote, "Do not try to judge without pity or charity those about you. Pray long hours of prayer for those who are falling into the well-laid web of deceit and darkness. You must remain with my Son through his gift, his heart, to you in the tabernacles of the world. You will be infiltrated if you do not develop the daily habit of visiting my Son. He grows lonely." Unquote. These last days can be seen on the internet at tldm.org. That's www.tldm.org. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.